Now you might be sitting there thinking, well, that all sounds kind of nice. You know, that's a technology that might have some merit someday. You know, I've just kind of recently heard about it. And generally, when it comes to technology, I feel more comfortable just kind of sitting back on my heels and letting my neighbor test it out. And that kind of a philosophy, I think, is in most cases not far off. In a lot of times, new technology comes along and the early adopters get stung with it. So, yes, you're better off if it's new technology to maybe sit back a while and see if it actually works. Well, the fact of the matter is, this is not new technology. This technology was first proposed back in 1943 by a guy from Iowa State University named Lenoy Hazel. And since that time, the poultry industry, within the decade of that theory, his theory came out in a paper back in 1943, Economic Selection Index Theory, and he laid out the mathematics behind his, basically, his genetic accounting is what he did. Within that first decade, the poultry industry was already leveraging the Economic Selection Index. Then, a while later, the pig industry came along and used the same technology, and the dairy industry followed suit. And now I think it would be fair to say that most all chickens and pigs and virtually all dairy cattle are bred through the use of an economic index. So really, in this game, we are quite a ways behind our competitors. We know the technology works. It was introduced back in 1943. The species we compete with have used it heavily for years and years. So when it comes to technology, this is not new technology, and I guess I would encourage anybody that is making sire selection to use these indexes.